You've been hearing in the news and on this program about the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse. It's got 85 suggested changes to the law, and the one that is hitting the headlines is the recommendation that information about child sexual abuse heard during confession must be revealed to the police. Already, the Catholic Archbishop of Melbourne, Dennis Hart, says the church would not obey any proposed new law along those lines. He says confession is a spiritual encounter with God, and any such law would breach freedom of religion. 1300 222 774 is the number. Martin in Heidelberg, I understand you're a priest. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Ellie.
What do you think?
Well, I think much more has been made of the whole confessional thing over the whole of the Royal Commission than there needs to be. In all the years that I've been a priest, I've never, ever, ever come across anyone confessing child sexual abuse at all over 34 years, and that's not breaking the seal by saying that. And the other thing is, hardly anyone goes to one-to-one confession anymore anyway, so we're making a big thing out of nothing, really.
But isn't that rather not the point, the numbers who go? The point is, if someone does go, let's say someone did confess to you, would you break the seal?
No, I wouldn't. Because I would find other ways to get help for whatever family or whatever is needed. And this is what we do. We find other ways to get someone or get the situation fixed up without using what someone tells us in confession directly.
Is that always possible, though? I mean, let me put it to you, Martin, that, I mean, you're a priest. Obviously, you don't have children. But let's say your niece or your nephew sat in a confessional with you and confessed what they thought was a sin. They were being abused by a priest. Would you not act on that?
Well, not to reveal what they say, but you certainly might ask questions about people in your family about what's happening with your niece or nephew or whatever, and recommend that they take certain ways of act and questioning to find out something might be happening and do it that way.
So you can sort of break the seal without breaking the seal? Is
no,
that
you're
what
not
you're
breaking
saying?
The seal. To break the seal is to sort of say, such and such told me this in confession. But you can sort of, if you're talking to someone, if there's a situation like this, and I've never come across it, but if there is a situation like this, there are other ways that you can get some attention drawn to a situation to try and ameliorate it without breaking the seal. And that's the whole point. Much too much has been taken about the seal of confession. It's almost become a Hollywood thing, you know.
So,
I mean, I'm not saying that child abuse isn't something to be taken seriously. It very must be taken seriously. But we can't reveal what someone says to us in confession. But there are other ways to get attention onto a situation without revealing what person A has said to Father B.
And so if this does become law, this recommendation from the Royal Commission, you would break the law?
Well, there's a higher law, and that is that I can't reveal.
Except we live in a secular society.
We do. But
does that mean that you can put your religious beliefs among any form of legislation?
No. In fact, the religious beliefs sit at the base of all the law, actually, the Ten Commandments. But the sacramental thing is something that we just can't reveal. Now, there's other ways that we can ameliorate the situation and get people involved in a situation that will lead to a child being looked after and protected without sort of saying, so-and-so came and told me this in confession.
Martin, look, thank you. It's very interesting to hear your perspectives, and particularly as a priest, and I do appreciate you calling into the program.